local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome back for hour two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Austin Price here with Joe Ford. Joe's putting on his headset, turning on his mic, and there he is. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Anything exciting?
Just got started back. Just did the intro.
All right, very good. Yes, it is hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. I suppose Austin told you that already.
Yes.
I am Joe. He is Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626-111. Looking at our top three stories here on a busy Wednesday, the White House says they're not ruling out whether the president would commute Hunter Biden's sentence. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to say whether the president would consider doing so, although she did point to his prior comments that he would not pardon his son.
What I will say is, look, I haven't spoken to the president about this since a verdict came out. And as we all know, the sentencing hasn't even been scheduled yet.
Hunter, of course, was convicted Tuesday of three federal felonies for unlawfully purchasing a gun while addicted to drugs. Sentencing has not been scheduled yet. Hamas is responding to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The militant group submitted a response to officials in Qatar and Egypt, reportedly asking for reassurances about an end to the war with Israel. The Washington Post says the response came after Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept the proposal without delay during talks with Middle Eastern leaders and after the U.N. Security Council threw their support behind the plan. The Hamas response included a timeline for a permanent ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. And the Federal Reserve making a decision on interest rates today, keeping them the same and predicting they will decrease borrowing costs only once before next year.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters today inflation has eased substantially, but it's still too high. Financial reporter Brian Chung has more.
Earlier in the year, in March, they were projecting the possibility of multiple interest rate cuts by the end of the year. Now you have markets pricing in the odds that maybe that first interest rate cut will happen in September.
Powell said the central bank is committed to bringing inflation down to its 2% goal. The benchmark rate is in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. The decision came after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report, released earlier Wednesday, showed the growth of inflation slowed last month. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, we'll get our local headlines right after our traffic and weather update. Of course, in the peak of rush hour traffic. Austin, you seeing anything out there?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. As for the roads themselves, not seeing a ton. We may have some minor congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, maybe a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not stuff that's too crazy. You're only going to experience severe congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming through Windhaven Beach, and then maybe a little bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87, and then Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, here is Alan with the forecast.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Taking a look here at our local headlines today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says two more drug houses have been closed down. In a video posted to their Facebook page, Sheriff Chip Simmons announced that drug houses were raided on Takewood Circle and on 50th Avenue near Fairfield Drive.
Chief, this is about 3 kilos of fentanyl, and this is over 5 kilos of methamphetamines. Fentanyl alone, as you know, very deadly, and this is enough fentanyl to potentially kill hundreds of thousands of people.
And Simmons also showed off around $60,000 worth of cash, jewelry, shoes, and sports memorabilia that he says the suspects bought with drug proceeds. Simmons identified LaMarcus Brown as one of the suspects. He's charged now with trafficking in fentanyl and meth. Pensacola police say that the teen girl that went missing in Pensacola last Thursday night has been safely found, and her biological mother now arrested on charges of interference with child custody. 16-year-old Abigail Velez went missing after she was last seen at Baptist Hospital. Her biological mother, 41-year-old Crystal Hornsby, had allegedly assisted Velez as she traveled from Pensacola to St. Petersburg. Hornsby is now being held at the Pinellas County Jail. Also, the city of Milton mayor, Heather Lindsay, both she and city attorney Alex Andrade will be meeting with the Santa Rosa County judge, who will start listening to arguments in their legal spats. The mayor addressed the lawsuit during last night's city council meeting.
I unfortunately have to tell y'all as taxpayers that there are quite a bit of documents that have been filed, hundreds of pages by City of Milton's attorney. I'm still reading everything so that I can try to be prepared to answer the judge's questions. There's discovery that's been sent to me. I've already produced all the records, I believe. I'm double checking.
Lindsay says that she was disappointed that the city didn't provide an attorney to represent her, and that she can't afford her own because she was fired from her full-time job as Pensacola's assistant city attorney. Last month, the city council authorized Andrade to file the lawsuit as he alleges Lindsay has intentionally not complied with public record requests. Finally, in our local headlines today, Mayor D.C. Reeves says that there was a big setback yesterday. Two machines at the airport's TSA checkpoint went down, causing a huge backup.
I believe the maximum wait yesterday was 51 minutes. If you've analyzed, which they do with TSA, every single hour since basically the end of April, the longest wait, including during Memorial Day weekend, and even more of a peak season than spring, was about 23 or 25 minutes.
Reeves says that there was no staffing shortage. It was simply a case of a finicky machine. He says regardless of the reason, he understands why the long wait times yesterday upset people. But he says if you look at recent peak travel times, maximum wait times are way down from what they were earlier on in the year. We'll take a break there. 5:19, back with our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the IHMC opening of their new second major facility downtown. Also talked about the Hunter Biden conviction and, more importantly, all of the rest of the story around the investigations or the thwarted investigations involving Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves quite a bit about the airport and also about development downtown. And our frivolous topic, what was the dumb, fun, dangerous thing that you did as a kid? You can listen to all of that at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer is here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
The personal ringtone that you have when I call you, isn't it, Austin?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm almost positive. It's either One Direction or Big Time Rush. It's one of those lovely boy bands, yes.
Not NSYNC or Backstreet, but, you know.
The third best thing, yeah.
That's right. 523 here, News Radio Pensacola. You're listening to Joe and Austin. Thanks for hanging out with us. Before we get to our state headlines today, Austin has an update on the roads and weather, right, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, getting a quick check of the roads here, because it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Any issues that we've had have been pretty par for the course. Do have some backups on I-10. This is if you're just taking the ramp to get off of I-110 north and start heading westbound on I-10, we do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Also, maybe a little bit on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. I'm making it sound a lot worse than it is. That's all very minor issues. The only severe problems you're going to have is Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street traveling over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly lessened some.
Thursday, we've got a 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up. High temps will mainly be in the low 90s. Jumping ahead to Friday and Saturday, it looks sunny, dry, and hot with highs up in the mid-90s. Sunday, we've got a pretty good chance for thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our state headlines today, the governor putting pen to paper, signing the new state budget. He says he trimmed about $1 billion, though, through line item vetoes.
A little less than what we did last year because I thought it was important. And I told the speaker, you know, we want to hold the line.
The spending plan came in at $116.5 billion. According to the Tallahassee Democrat, the single largest construction project that was vetoed was $26.2 million towards UWF's new science and engineering building. The city of Pensacola says $14.2 million for the old Baptist Hospital campus, airport terminal expansion, and Bay Bluffs Park all survived the veto pen.
Yeah, and there's actually a lot about DeSantis in our state headlines today because he is one of the Florida leaders moving forward with a plan designed to increase hurricane response statewide. He and his cabinet agreed to buy a portion of land at the Midpoint Florida Logistics Center in Polk County earlier today. Officials are hoping to see a warehouse put on the property to help store emergency supplies while also operating as a staging center. And the legislature has set aside more than $100 million for the project in the latest budget.
And one of the bigger stories yesterday was the judge's decision to overturn Florida's law blocking gender-affirming care for minors and restricting treatments for adults. Governor DeSantis announcing today they will appeal that.
They upheld Alabama's law, which was almost identical to Florida's law. This will be reversed. There's no question it'll be reversed.
And he says spending tax money on defending the law is justified, because doing otherwise would allow judges to veto Florida law. The judge, Robert Hinkle, said in his ruling that Florida's law bans gender-affirming procedures for minors even when medically appropriate.
And the 2024 Florida School Safety Summit is now underway in Orlando.
It's a summit that brings together many of the protective measures in Florida that we've done in the wake of the Parkland tragedy.
Tony Montalto, who lost his 14-year-old daughter Gina in the massacre, says school safety specialists and mental health coordinators from each of the 67 Florida public school districts are on hand to discuss ways to create the safest learning environment. The meeting comes a day before demolition of the 1,200 building at Stoneman Douglas High School begins.
Now looking at our national news today, 8 men with possible ties to ISIS are behind bars after crossing the southern border into the U.S. They were arrested in New York, L.A., and Philadelphia.
The Biden border catastrophe continues. In spite of his window dressing of the executive order, nothing's changed, of course. In fact, many have argued that this increased the incentives for people to try to come.
That from the House Speaker Mike Johnson. According to reports, the 8 suspects had been on the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force radar. Turns out none of the men have criminal records.
And one person is dead after a bus hijacking out of downtown Atlanta Tuesday. Police say a gunman hijacked a bus with 17 people on it and held a gun to the driver's head. Authorities chased a bus up Interstate 85 in Gwinnett County and ultimately were able to disable it with spike strips when it got off the road. Officers found an adult victim dead from a gunshot wound inside the bus. 39-year-old Joseph Greer was taken into custody.
And survivors of the Sandy Hook school shooting graduating high school today. Over 300 students walked the stage from Newtown High School in Connecticut. 60 of them survivors of the mass shooting that killed 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School 12 years ago. And then tomorrow, another mass shooting will be remembered when demolition starts on Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
And a federal grand jury indicting an Arizona man on multiple gun trafficking charges in an alleged plot for a racially motivated mass shooting, Matt Mattinson reports.
The state's U.S. Attorney's Office says 58-year-old Mark Adams Prieto of Prescott, about 100 miles north of Phoenix, was charged Tuesday. The agency says Prieto talked to two people about coming up with a plan to incite a race war with African Americans and other minorities prior to the presidential election. However, he did not know that those two individuals were working for the FBI. The office notes that Prieto looked to target a concert in Atlanta last month. He was arrested May 14th while driving in New Mexico and had 7 firearms in his possession. More guns were found at his home following a search warrant. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And recapping the day's top stories today, the Federal Reserve announced today they're keeping interest rates the same, predicts it will decrease borrowing costs once before next year. Hamas responded to the ceasefire proposal in Gaza. It comes after Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on it yesterday. Their response includes a timeline for a permanent ceasefire, as well as the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. And the White House not ruling out whether President Biden would commute Hunter's sentence. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did, though, point to Biden's previous comments that he would not pardon his son. We'll get a look at our sports news coming up right after the Fox News update. Hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now continues next.
On Tom Graham, House lawmakers voting to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for refusing to provide subpoenaed audio tapes of President Biden's classified documents interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur.
These tapes should be made public. I mean, that says it all. The only people in the world
that won't turn those tapes over are Joe Biden's inner circle.
Republican Congressman James Comer, Democrats, calling today's contempt vote political. A Missouri man making history, Orville Allen, becoming the oldest person in the U.S. to make a life-saving organ donation.
The 98-year-old was in good health until he fell while cleaning up storm debris in his hometown of Poplar Bluff. Doctors couldn't stop his brain from swelling and Allen soon died. But his family was shocked when the hospital staff asked if they'd consider donating his liver.
Fox's Jill Nato there. America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with your money now. Microsoft and Apple are again duking it out for the top spot in terms of most valuable companies. As of today's market close, Microsoft's market capitalization is $3.28 trillion, while Apple's is $3.27 trillion. Now, the iPhone maker did actually pass the software giant for a few hours intraday before pulling back a bit. JP Morgan Chase is out with a bullish forecast projecting that its second quarter investment banking revenue, fueled by capital markets, will be up by 25 to 30%, well above the mid-teens percentage jump forecast just last month. The co-CEO of JP Morgan's commercial and investment banking segment, Troy Rohrbaugh, says capital markets continue to be extremely robust and the overall franchise has improved. 3 days of stock market trading this week, 3 days of new closing highs for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. Today, the S&P added 45 points, the tech-heavy NASDAQ up 265. The Dow Industrials, however, fell 35 points. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman, and sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. The Celtics are up 2-0 on the Mavs in the NBA Finals. And as we head to Game 3, all eyes are on how healthy Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis will be. But I want to see what Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum show up. Kyrie has been a no-show through 2 games, and Tatum hasn't popped off offensively so far in the Finals. And it feels like whoever dominates between those two will snag a Game 3 victory. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. The Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on the roads here. May have a little bit of backups on North Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And maybe some on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We do have some increased backups on Gulf Beach Highway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But that's about as bad as things are going to look in Pensacola. Navarre Parkway is still giving us some issues if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And outside of that, there doesn't appear to be anything in the surrounding areas that's going to give you trouble either.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's going on in sports tonight?
Well, I'll try to go in order of occurrence. We've got a couple of local teams playing in the MLB. Won't be televised, but we'll give you score updates on them in the next hour. Braves at Orioles at 5:35. Soon followed by Rays versus Cubs at 5:50 and Marlins at Mets at 6:10. I think that's the literal exact same lineup with the time and everything that we had yesterday. Also, we've got NBA Finals Game 3, of course. That's going to be at 7:30 on ABC. It's in Dallas. Celtics and Mavs. Celtics have a 2-0 lead. Obviously, a must-win for Dallas, especially if Kristaps Porzingis, Boston star center, does not participate. Lakers legend Jerry West died this morning at 86 years old, one of the most storied basketball lives of all time. He made 9 NBA Finals as a player for the Lakers, one of which he won. He earned All-Star honors every year that he played in the league. And, of course, he shined as an executive for the Lakers as well. I think he was with the franchise when they won 8 titles. By the way, Joe, I wanted to bring this up. Last hour, we talked about how he was the inspiration for the iconic NBA logo, and I mentioned that ESPN's article on it seemed like they kind of had room for doubt on that.
Okay.
This is what it says. It says... he had a storied career as a player and executive and whose silhouette is considered to be the basis of the NBA logo. That's why I was like, okay, so are they not, like, is there, like, debate on that? So that's why I didn't say it, like, certainly last hour. But everyone and their mother knows this dude was the logo. I think there's a literal shot of him that was, like, you can see the inspiration with your own eyes.
So I guess, you know, the NBA's never officially said, yes, that is Jerry West, but...
Realistically,
the logo was created in 1969, and then, like you said, it's here. I'm just reading this. In 2010, Siegel, who was the consultant that the league hired to create the logo, said in 2010, "Yeah, it's Jerry."
So, well, then I don't know why ESPN worded it.
Well, so. It's because the league has not ever formally said, yes, that is Jerry West.
We don't walk on corporate eggshells around here, Joe. Come on.
Yeah.
In the NFL, veteran tight end Jimmy Graham hasn't closed the door on football yet, saying that he's riding on word from the Saints. Graham, if you haven't kept up with him, he's basically doing everything but football right now.
Yeah.
He's training to row across the Arctic and has several long-distance bike rides planned. But he says he does intend to consult the Saints before making a final decision on his NFL NFL career, as that is apparently the only team he wishes to play for. The Saints are both the first and latest team that Graham has been on. And I think he did say he wants to retire a Saint. So, very, very loyal talent there. And then we got a couple more headlines here. Southern Miss defensive back Marcus M.J. Daniels killed in Hattiesburg last night, shot to death in an apartment complex. No additional information on potential motive or suspects has been released, from what I believe. Then we've got transgender swimmer Leah Thomas in the news again. She will not be able to compete in the Olympics. The 25-year-old asked the Court of Arbitration for Sport to overturn a ban on trans women competing to qualify for the Games. World Aquatics rules state that trans women cannot compete if they have gone through any part of the process of male puberty.
All right.
Yeah. So very, very controversial subject for sure, and I'm sure it's not the last we're going to hear about it.
Also, not a sports. It is sports related, but not in the sense that we traditionally think of sports. But yesterday we talked about the competitive eating, right?
Yes.
Joey Chestnut said that he was banned from participating in the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Well, today it did not take long, and perhaps this was a publicity stunt all the way around. But Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi, the top dogs of the competitive eating world, are going to be competing against each other in a Netflix live special on Labor Day Monday. So that was announced earlier this afternoon.
As you said, it last hour, they're really up in the game when it comes to Netflix's content.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with sports in particular. And I would say that counts.
Well, and especially after they crack down on the password sharing,
yes,
which requires people to, you know, I mean, yeah, Netflix is going to make a ton of money with the live sports programming that they do. And this is just the start of that. So,
yeah, what's going to be interesting is if, I mean, I think this is a pretty safe bet, but if this Joey Chestnut showdown here on Netflix gets more views than the Nathan's hot dog eating contest without him, I think that'd be interesting.
Maybe.
I'd put money that Joey is going to prevail there with the ratings. Health, business, and science notes here. Boeing still trying to deal with the fallout of incidents involving its planes last year. The airplane manufacturer reported Tuesday that it has received only 4 orders for new planes last month. It did not receive any for its 737 MAX plane. Just for reference, in May of last year, Boeing received orders for 69 jets.
Nice. The White House is proposing new regulations that would stop medical debt from showing up on credit reports. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the proposal would remove up to $49 billion in medical debt from over 15 million credit reports. The proposed law would result in another 22,000 home loan approvals per year, according to the vice president.
And a Coach is a brand you've maybe heard of. It's filing for bankruptcy protection. The Delaware-based company operates Megabus and other commuter bus lines. It's looking to sell its assets and get rid of debt that it accrued in a 2019 private equity buyout. The pandemic dropped bus ridership by 90% between 2019 and 2020. While ridership has gone up since then, of course, it's still only 45% of pre-pandemic levels as of 2023.
Honestly, when I saw Coach, I thought of the purse. Coach bag purse.
I did as well.
So I was like, oh, okay. Well, that sucks for women. And then it says, oh, no, that's just the buses. So
nope, that sucks for everybody.
Still sucks for women and men who ride the buses there.
Yes.
Let's see. Good day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ hitting record highs following the Federal Reserve decision to leave interest rates alone. The S&P 500 gained 45 to 5421. The NASDAQ jumped 264 points to 17608. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 35 points to 38,712. 545. Austin, anything happening on the roads?
Well, we still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87.
Thursday, we've got a 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up. High temps will mainly be in the low 90s. Jumping ahead to Friday and Saturday, it looks sunny, dry, and hot with highs up in the mid-90s. Sunday, we've got a pretty good chance for thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. It was 30 years ago today. Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman were murdered. Nicole's ex-husband, O.J. Simpson, was originally charged with the murders that led to the trial of the century, and Simpson was, of course, acquitted. The family of Goldman was awarded more than $33 million in a civil suit against Simpson in 1997. Simpson, of course, died in April of this year.
And the trailer for the third film in the Paddington franchise is out now. Paddington in Peru will follow the British bear and the brown family as a mystery plunges them into an unexpected journey through the Amazon rainforest. The first two Paddington films brought in more than $500 million at the global box office. It hits theaters on January 17th.
The record has been set for most expensive vintage toy ever. It's Boba Fett, you know, the guy from Star Wars. We're talking about the original Kenner action figure from 1979, so that would have been a year or two, I think, after A New Hope was released in theaters.
Yeah, I think
so. A special version that was never officially put on the market. So the prototype for the figure was originally designed. It had a missile that fired from a cannon on its back. The company, though, decided it could be harmful to kids, so the one that they actually sold didn't fire the missile. About 100 of the prototypes with the working rocket were thought to have been produced, and around 70 are known to be in the hands of collectors. So when one comes up, you got to grab it. And the one just sold at auction for $525,000.
My goodness. And then Netflix says Lost is coming to the streaming service on July 1st. We've been talking about Netflix coming out swinging lately.
Yeah.
Lost, of course, a hit show. And we were talking about it just last week. So we won't talk about it now, because if you are a Netflix user and you think Lost would interest you and you did not hear us talking about the ending of the show just a week or two prior, then we've got good news for you. That's good news a bit early here. Yeah. And Joe, you said this is something that your wife you don't think would be too interested in.
No.
Would you be willing to give it a second try?
I would be willing to give it a second try if I had a Netflix account, but I don't.
Yes.
And I will not get one until I absolutely need to for NFL Christmas Day games.
Yeah, until Christmas time.
Yeah, but no, I think that if you have Netflix, and especially if you're around my age where you lived through the week in, week out, what's going to happen, the cliffhangers that they left every show with. And of course, you know, season changes, it could be months, right? When they have the massive cliffhanger following a season into another one.
And if there's a writing strike, you're really getting a job.
Yeah. So kids these days will never know the struggle of that. So yeah, it's coming to Netflix. And we really saw a cult following from Suits, because I'm not a big live TV show watcher. I did watch each week the third season of Ted Lasso. Before that, and to be honest with you, I think the last time since Ted Lasso that I actually followed a show week in, week out was probably 24. And this was like late 2000s. So it's just not something that I do, but I did for Ted Lasso. I didn't do it for Lost except for like the first few episodes in the season. And I was like, this is way too complicated. I'm out. But you know, I would give it a try if I did have access to Netflix, but, no, my wife would be out probably midway through the first episode.
I think something that like the last thing that I like actually cared to follow, like with my family weekly, gosh, Dancing with the Stars. And, like, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Like, we have not done that in a long time. Like, my family, just one day, we just up and decided to forget that it existed, so we never watched it again.
You know, just last night, actually, because my wife and I, and I've talked about this before, is that our go-to show when we're home from work, we've eaten, Miha is down for bed, is we'll just throw on in the YouTube DVR library, we'll watch our favorite episodes of Friends or whatever.
Okay.
And there's a lot of episodes that she hasn't seen. I think I've seen pretty much all of them, but there's obviously some that we prefer to others, so we usually just stick with those. But we were just like, hey, why don't we just start at the beginning and just go episode by episode, because we haven't done that in order. So we are starting that as of last night. So
that is going to keep you occupied for a while. Didn't Friends run for like 10
years? 10 seasons, yep.
Yeah, golly.
About 24 episodes each year. So, yeah, we'll be doing that doing that a long time. 5:50, we'll take a break there. What's your show that you're deep in on right now? Perhaps whether it's an actual live show that's happening right now or just one that has already happened, then you just enjoy rewatching it. You can text us 850-437-1620. Back with a recap of the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Is your timeshare suffocating you? Are you feeling powerless because you were sold a bad investment that is nothing like you were promised? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you're ready to get rid of that timeshare, I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free, exposing the timeshare industry scams with all your options for cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.553 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you as we wind down hour number two. Text BritBox. I don't know what BritBox is. Have you heard of that?
BritBox? Yeah,
I assume it has something to do with a TV service out of Britain.
Yeah, it's like I've heard of it. It is British television though. All it's right. British theme.
Mm-hmm. So a series called Grace. That's one texter there. Also, Netflix series Your Honor. I haven't watched it. Another texter says Friday Night Lights. That is another one. I am in on that. That is the series that I will lay in bed and watch on my phone and then fall asleep to. So I get about 5 minutes an episode in, and then it'll just play about four others. And then I have to, you know, when I wake up and watch it the next night, I have to go back and see, okay, what's the last part I watched? I do a rewatch of Friday Night Lights every summer to help get me through the non-football months.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing now. I'm in towards the end of season two. I'll tell you what, man. Season one, it is like, 20 years old now, Friday Night Lights, but it still hits. It's got its fastball. And, love that show. It gets weird in season two. Of course, Tim Riggins. He is at some points in the series, he's a 16-year-old sophomore, and then he's like a 38-year-old senior, and then he goes back to being a junior. A little confusing on his age timeline, but yeah, the character development and just kind of the randomness of season two. Have you seen the series?
No, I have not.
I didn't think so. Which surprise you would enjoy it. I don't know why you wouldn't watch it.
I probably would. There's a lot of things I'm like, you know what, that sounds pretty good, or I think I could get into that, and I just never get around to it.
You should watch it. At least watch the first season.
I've heard about it a lot. I mean, heck, just from you alone, I've heard you mention it. But yeah, it's just one of those things that's like I'm familiar with, but no, I have never sat down and watched. But as we've learned over time, that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
5:55 here, just in time.
I will never understand how you pass your time. I just, no matter how many times you say it, I just don't see it.
Man, if I had a shell on my back, I'd never come out of it, my friend. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We did get a caller telling us that we have an accident report. This is on, if you are taking the exit off of I-10 to get onto Highway 87, got an accident report over there. Not causing a ton of congestion, but obviously in an area like that could cause some trouble for a little bit, so we'll keep an eye on it. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some backups, maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
All right, here's Alan.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Recapping today's top story is the Federal Reserve electing to keep interest rates the same, and they predict they will decrease borrowing cost only once before next year. Hamas responding to the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal in Gaza. They want a timeline for a permanent ceasefire as well as a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza. And the White House says they're not ruling out whether President Biden would commute his son Hunter Biden's sentence. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to get into specifics, but did point to Biden's previous comments that he would not pardon his son. So we'll see, I guess, when he's sentenced. I do not expect jail time.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Some wacky and weird stories here. I was very eager to read this one last
hour.
You're
so in on it. You were ready.
This guy took the song It's My Birthday and I'll Cry If I Want To extremely literally. Back in March, 39-year-old Justin Jennings had been doing some heavy drinking at his party and caused such a scene that his family members started to leave. Cops say, as they were filtering out, that Justin grabbed a rifle and unloaded a full magazine into the house, or inside the house, rather, which prompted everyone else to leave. One of the family members called
I would
the cops.
Do it.
Yes, I would leave as well. One of the family members called, well, as we've learned, I wouldn't be there.
You wouldn't be there.
Yeah, one of the family members called the cops and a police helicopter started circling outside. So Justin went upstairs and started popping off shots and he continued firing at the helicopter for at least 20 minutes, but eventually surrendered and no one was hurt. My God, why? I mean, heavy drinking. Okay. Like I've met people who drink heavily. I've been at, you know, I've been around drunk people. They don't do that.
I don't know what to tell you.
Everyone reacts differently.
BBC TV anchor had a pretty funny moment after a teleprompter gaffe. I mean, we have no idea what it's like to fudge up on words.
Never.
So we let the pros handle that.
Over the last 20 years, the number of hazel dormice has declined by as much as 70% across the UK. It's hoped a new project which sees them re-released into their natural habit could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat? Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy. I, of course, meant to say habitat, but habit was written on the auto cue, which just shows you that I just read whatever is written in front of me, clearly.
Yes, that's a good job out of her there. Also, great job not including the shout-out to San Diego on that one.
Yes, very, very much so. And a quick good news story here. Three guys were out fishing on a lake in Mississippi, ended up catching something else instead, 38 dogs. They spotted them all swimming in a group a mile from shore and scooped them up one by one. It turned out that they were fox hunting dogs that were not following a fox but a deer into the water and just kept swimming.
And also kudos to the Tate High School softball program this week presenting a $25,000 check to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. It's the 14th year that they've done that.